This next story is about a great writer as remembered by another great writer. The late Samuel Beckett was a Nobel laureate and founder of what's called the Theater of the Absurd. He wrote Waiting for Godot, Happy Days, and Crap's Last Tape. Those who remember him include Edward Albee, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, The Zoo Story, and A Delicate Balance. The men met once. Albee told NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg that we talked about food, sex, and money. In our Tuesday series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written, they meet again.
Albee has read Beckett, directed Beckett, and been immensely influenced by Beckett.
I've learned economy, precision, specificity.
And the Beckett scene Albee wishes he had written?
I don't want to be Beckett, because I'd be dead, but then again, I wouldn't have minded having written Happy Days, because its concerns are so many of my concerns, that we must stay fully alive, knowing perfectly well that we are not going to stay alive forever. That's the amazing thing about this two-act play, Happy Days. There is character Winnie buried up to her waist in a mound of earth in Act One, and in Act Two buried up to her neck in a mound of earth, and that's why there's no Act Three, because she'd be underground.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she remains alive, fully alive, and glorying in the fact of being alive, in spite of the fact that she is slowly sinking under the earth, is such an extraordinary concept.
I brought along a copy of the text. Could you leaf through and see if there's some segment of dialogue that really strikes you as sort of carrying this message?
Well, let me see what we can do here. She's talking about the memory of her husband. Was I lovable once? Willie? Was I ever lovable?
Do not misunderstand my question. I am not asking you if you loved me. We know all about that. I am asking you if you found me lovable. At one stage. No. You can't. Well, I admit it is a teaser. And you've done more than your bit already for the time being. Just lie back now and relax. I shall not trouble you again unless I am compelled to. Just to know you are there within hearing and conceivably on the semi-alert is, paradise enow.
She is just content with the fact of him. That we can survive with far less than we think we need to. But consciousness is all. I wish more people would pay attention to that and be alive and live fully and live dangerously, even though we are indeed all of us sinking slowly beneath the earth.
This is such a spare writing. That was certainly one of Beckett's...
Well, when is Beckett Baroque?
Crap's Last Tape is 28 pages.
There's a moment in Crap's Last Tape, let me see if I can find it, that is so absolutely extraordinary, talking about a love affair that he was having. I asked her to look at me, and after a few moments she did, but the eyes just slits because of the glare. I bent over her to get them in the shadows, and they opened. Let me in. We drifted in among the flags and stuck, the way they went down sighing before the stem. I lay down across her with my face in her breasts and my hand on her. We lay there without moving, but under us all moved, and moved us gently, up and down, and from side to side. I must start crying when I read that.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful, and the loss that he feels of having lost the possibilities of all of that. It's an amazing play, Crap's Last Tape. Crap's Last Tape and Happy Days are my favorite Beckett plays.
As for the scene from his own work that pleases him, Edward Albee says, of course, it comes from the play he's working on right now.
Wouldn't it be terrible to think that you'd written your best work?
Yep.
I keep hoping that everything that I write is going to be better than anything that was written before. Otherwise, why write?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Edward Albee, American playwright. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
You can find an extended version of Susan's interview with Edward Albee at npr.org.